Conservative Lauren Boebert unseats five-term Republican Scott Tipton. By Sean Moran on June 30, 2020. Five-term Representative Scott Tipton, RCO, who was backed by President Donald Trump, lost his primary to Lauren Boebert, the owner of Shooter's Grill in Colorado. Dave Wasserman, the editor of the nonpartisan Cook Political Report, called the primary for Boebert over Tipton in Colorado's 3rd District Republican primary. The primary serves as another primary loss for Trump, who had endorsed Tipton over Boebert. He wrote on Monday, "Congressman F. Scott Tipton is a great supporter of the hashtag MAGA agenda. He fights for your hashtag 2A rights and the border wall. Scott is working hard for Colorado and has my complete and total endorsement." Boebert is a 32-year-old gun rights activist, the owner of the Garfield County Shooter's Grill. Boebert has charged that Tipton has not successfully fought off leftist policies in Washington, D.C. Wasserman said on Tuesday night that the district voted for Trump in 2016 by 12 points over Hillary Clinton, meaning that Democrat candidate Diane Mitch Bush would have a tough time taking the district. Mitch Bush lost to Tipton during the 2018 midterm elections. Boebert gained public attention after she defied public health orders when she reopened in restaurant dining in May. She subsequently lost her restaurant license. Boebert's victory over Tipton serves as Trump's 3rd primary loss. Conservative outsider Bob Good unseated Representative Denver Riggleman, RVA, in June despite the House Freedom Caucus backing Riggleman over Good. Good managed to defeat Riggleman by focusing on reducing legal immigration. As Americans are trying to get back to work, they have to compete with hundreds of thousands of foreign workers who will take lower wages and take our jobs, Good told Breitbart News in May. Conservative millennial Madison Cawthorn then defeated Linda Bennett, who was endorsed by the House Freedom Fund, the Senate Conservative Fund, the American Conservative Union, ACU, and other influential D.C. conservatives. In 2016, Bennett reportedly declared herself a never-Trump person. Boebert tweeted on Tuesday before the primary election that she will continue to fight against the rising tide of socialism in America. She wrote, "America didn't just happen. Our founders fought hard to create this incredible country. We're not going to let it fall to socialists." Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.